Thank you. Good evening.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Next case, please.
The next application is case 12,121. David Quigley seeks variances from the side yard setback, sections 115-25, 115-183, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Cool Spring Road, approximately 1 mile north of Stokely Road. The 911 address is 20356 Cool Spring Road, Milton. The zoning district is AO1. The tax map is District 234, Map 5, Parcel 38.11. The applicant is requesting a 0.6-foot side yard setback, a 7.5-foot side yard setback, both for the shed. We do have no letters in opposition, no mail returns, and we have one letter in support, and that is from Paul Casey, that he and his wife are the adjacent neighbors who is requesting the variance, and they are the immediate neighbors immediately impacted the variance request, that their property abuts the structure in question, and that he has spoken to Mr. Quigley about it, and they will not be opposing the granting of the variance. So again, they do not oppose the variance. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
David Quigley, 20356 Cool Springs Road, Milton, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Yeah, I was coming in front of you for this variance. I currently have a pole barn built on my property. The pole barn was built parallel to the street and the house. As you see, our property is on a steep angle, I guess the best way to put it. Every 5 feet, it moves over 1 foot on an angle going backwards. So it's really hard to do anything on the property.
No need.
Can I go up there and point out a few things?
Sure. Okay. Yes.
As part of the thing, the pole barn was put in this area, and when I requested the pole barn company to build it, they got all the permits and everything else like that. At the time, I called in asking the planning board if I can put my overhang in this 15-foot setback right here, and I was told yes. And the pole barn company told me yes at the same time. The structure itself is not in the setback area. It's just the overhang. Because it's even with the street, if you look at the property, you can see the back end is, I think it's about 6.5 feet till you get to the front of the pole barn. The gutters are 6 inches over into that 15-foot setback area. Also, I guess I want to point out, the reason I couldn't put the pole barn over here is I couldn't come the 15-foot over. My septic is in this area right here, so I couldn't build within the 10 feet of there, and the spot I put it right here is exactly 10.5 feet from my septic. I didn't want to cut down any trees in the backyard. I kind of like the trees and everything, and I wanted to leave them. Also, the back part of my area, I really consider wetlands because it's always wet back there, and I would have had to raise it probably about 3 feet. A couple summers ago when we had those nasty thunderstorms, I had over 2.5 feet of water in the back part of my property. So I didn't want to have to cut down all the trees and raise it. Like I said, I called into Planning and Zoning Commission and asked when I first was getting this done, because me and my wife spent almost 3 months trying to figure out where we're going to put it, and the only place we could put it was in that area. I was told as long as it's not enclosed, I could have the overhang in that area, and that's what we did, and the pole barn building company told me the same thing. The builder built the overhang into the setback, and we didn't find out until after they came out to give us the final occupancy permit that the overhang was in that 15-foot setback. One of the things we did do when we had it built was we had it built to look like a barn to help stay with the area. I don't know if you guys have pictures of it, they were going to include them, but we had it built to look like a barn. So if you come into our driveway, it just looks like a big barn right there. So it's not out of character with the neighbor. And with the overhang on the side of it, it made it look better. That was one of the reasons why we wanted the overhang on the side of it.
Okay. We'll start, see if we have any questions. Mr. Mills, start with you, please.
Yes, the application states that side yard setback of 7.5 feet off property line. What variance are we looking for?
We are looking for...
7.5 feet.
It's a 7.5-foot variance because it's 15. It's a 15-foot side yard. So they need... It's 7.5, so they need a 7.5-foot variance.
Well, I guess I'm confused in the 6-inch overhang. We thought was a...
So the way the property is angled, is what he says, is at one point he needs a 0.6-foot setback, and then as he goes back, he needs a 7.5-foot setback.
At the front, can you go up?
So at the front, it's less, and at the back, it's more.
The way it's kind of...
Yeah, the way the angle of the property is.
Yeah.
The gutters are over in the front, and in the back, it's 7.5 feet.
I got you.
And to keep it parallel with the house in the street.
I thought this gutters.
Yeah, I thought we were looking at a half foot, and I'm wondering why she didn't go ahead and approve it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm getting ready to say the gutters. I couldn't figure out where that was at either. It's awful wide gutters.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. That's why the back floods.
Yeah. Thank you for that, Clerk. Big and deep. Okay. Thank you, Mrs. B.
I don't have any questions.
How wide is that overhang?
10 feet.
Thank you, sir.
And is it supported by post?
Yes, there's 4 posts.
Okay.
Holding up.
Is there a second story above that overhang?
No.
It's just a shed roof?
It's just a shed roof there. We enclosed it to make it look really nice for our neighbors because our neighbors who sent the letter are really meticulous about their property and everything else. So we wanted it to look really nice. So it has the plastic enclosures. It's enclosed at the top. And it looks really nice. So.
Okay. No further questions?
Thank you.
So it's a lean-to. It's not an overhang. It's kind of lean-to.
I've heard it called both
open.
Things. I truthfully don't know. It's okay. All open.
It's open.
Okay.
It's
I
open.
I gotcha. I was totally confused, too. Okay.
Okay.
Who built your shed? Or your
Delmarva Pole Barns.
Huh. Okay.
Send them a letter
again.
Here we
go again.
Yeah.
Well, I've been fighting with them over this whole thing because, like I said, I called in and asked. They told me yes, and then an old neighbor who works for the county said he doesn't think so. So I called and asked the same question, and I was told yes. That's why we put it there.
Okay, sir.
I have no questions. Thank you.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Okay. I am.
Thank you.
The speaker, have I already said
that? Yep. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has addressed the standards for granting a variance. He's in a situation where a septic limits him. He relied on the builder and information he was given that he was within the setback requirements. And, so I don't think it was created by the applicant. Didn't hear that it would alter the essential character of the neighborhood from any opposition or otherwise. And I think it's a minimum variance to afford relief. So I make a motion that we approve case number 12,121, and I would ask that council send a letter to the builder letting them know that we are not happy about the situation.
I second it.
Okay. I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Ms. McGee that we approve case number 12,121 and that a letter be sent to the builder expressing their displeasure. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, Mr. Werman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mayor?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Ms. McGee?
Aye for the reasons.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 12,121 is approved.
All right, thank you very much. And I'll sign that letter, too, because I've been fighting with them.
All right, sir. I can get into that one. But. Okay.